And now, back to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to the second half of our program today. We are focusing on marriage encouragement. Do you need encouragement, or would you like to offer some encouragement? We welcome your phone call at 855-454-5905. We were in the midst of a conversation.
Absolutely.
We'd like to return to that.
Absolutely. Tonika, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. So you were mentioning about, and for those who are just tuning in, you are listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. And we were having a conversation here with Tonika about being separated. Although she's been married for 14 years, they've been separated for 3.5. And so I wanted to share this passage with you. Believe it or not, it is the only real clear reference in terms of separation in the Bible. And it's 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5. It says, "Do not deprive each other except perhaps by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." Now, for those just tuning in, or if you've never really listened to the show, we don't encourage people to separate, and neither does God. But there are those rare circumstances where a separation might be helpful, but it has to be done in a certain way, because if not, it can actually be harmful. And I think that Tonika, one of the first things that I believe really wasn't good is to have a separation with no really kind of a plan to get reconciled. And so now that doesn't mean it's too late. I think you've been to various counselors, but it sounds like there's something missing where your husband, from what you're telling us, nothing you do is good enough. I mean, you're trying, you're saying you're making the changes, you're both separated. It's really difficult. I mean, do you believe in your heart of hearts that you're doing everything you can to work on being the wife that your husband needs?
I believe so. Within what I know to do, of course, there's always people that's talking in both ears, of course, saying I've done way more than what most people would do, but
okay.
I have to do what I feel, is correct and right. And I do feel like I have really went over and beyond the measures, but okay. I just don't know. I don't know when enough is enough. That's the problem that I'm having, because I keep feeling like I'm playing tug of war, but it's like I'm the only one pulling. I'm the only one trying to pull everything back together. That's the way I personally feel. Now, he may feel the same way also, but
I can tell you this much. From what you shared, it sounds like there's so much more. There's something that's not adding up, because whether it is that you're not cooking enough, you're not cleaning, I mean, those are not reasons to say, okay, we separate, we can't be together. You know, separation, if you're going to do it right, is incredibly inconvenient. I mean, you have children together. If there is something else, it just sounds like, again, I'm not accusing your husband. It sounds like there's absolutely something else. You're saying there is no one else. But I mean, to be alone.
No, not that I know of.
I mean, I just think it's too long. 3.5 years is a long time. If you told me it was 3.5 months, perhaps, okay, you're going through something. No. But 3.5 years, I mean, it sounds like he's gotten even comfortable being by himself.
And that's not.
Good. That's not a marriage. And I'm going to ask you a more personal question. In those 3.5 years, are you guys intimate?
Yes. Not really on like a regular basis, so to say, but yes, we are.
Okay.
That's kind of another issue that I'm having, because I don't know if I'm doing the right thing or not in that particular situation, because a lot of times I just feel like he has his cake and eating it too.
And it is. And let me just start with this. First of all, it's not sin. I want you to know. I mean, he is your husband.
Right.
You're his
wife.
Right,
exactly.
Now, because it's not sin, it doesn't mean that it's wise. It doesn't mean that it's what's going to be beneficial for the marriage. I mean, having, the gift of sex in a marriage, it's amazing. And it can benefit so many. And that's why even in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul is saying that to come back together, he means together, in a physical, sexual way, so that you would not be tempted because of your lack of self-control. But separation, if left too long, can be the devil's playground, because
oh, yeah.
the devil wants to, you know, we know from John 10:10, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He's taking a lot from your marriage. He's trying to kill the relationship. He wants to destroy, I mean, not just you, but even the children, what they think of marriage. I mean, this is not good. And so what I want to encourage you, Tanika, is that at some point you got to get fed up and say, listen, enough is enough. We can't have this anymore. Whatever it takes to fix this. I mean, I don't care what it takes. And you know what it might mean for you? It might mean you and your husband going away to a crisis intervention marriage counseling session. I mean, this is an emergency. This is not like, oh, a little session is going to help. I mean, there are several resources. I don't know where exactly you are, but I can absolutely recommend just a couple of them. They're not inexpensive. They're definitely expensive, some more than others. But your marriage is worth it. And I've seen couples who've been through so much hurt. And just the fact that they go away together and focus on the marriage usually is for 3 or 4 days, a weekend, and they come back different. They forgive one another. I mean, it really is a great tool to get your marriage on the right track. Sometimes that's what you need. You know, go away, work on this, get other input. And so that's what I recommend. Whatever you have to do to work on this, because 3.5 years is too long. You one little session once in a while is not going to change this. You got to get radical. This is urgent.
I agree.
All right. So I want to what city are you in?
Charlotte,
You're
North
in
Carolina.
Charlotte. All right, let me let me see if I have the website here. All right, there's a group called the Dynamics Marriage Institute, and they offer this for couples in crisis. And I don't believe they have this particular one in Charlotte, but at this point, I want to encourage you. Their website is familydynamics.net.
And
familydynamics.net. Okay, and you can look for, you know, just for troubled help for troubled marriages. There's a little it actually is called a new beginning. It's what it is, and they offer it around the country. I don't know if there's one in Charlotte anytime soon, but I would really want to encourage you to look more into this and to say, listen, honey, we got to do something ASAP. All righty.
Yes.
All right. Well, Tanika, we appreciate your call. Call us back and let us know how things went after this.
Okay, most definitely.
All right. God bless. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you so much. All right, both of you. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Candace calling in from Pennsylvania on line 4. Candace, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Doing okay. So you mentioned to our producer that you would like some encouragement. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I've been with my husband for about 10 years. We've been married for 5. We've been separated for 3.5 years. I have 2 little girls. And I've been through a lot of hard times with him, and like really, really damaging. Where we've separated, which I believe, you know, I've cried out to God and asked him to please help me. Mm-hmm. And it led to a separation where I was able to get myself back on track, stabilize my living environment and things like that. And so now I'm at a point where I'm stable, you know, thanks to God and my church and people around helping me, my family as well. But I don't, my marriage with him, I'm not sure if it's something that I should continue to move forward with, because as a person, I don't see him ever, you know, looking into growing spiritually. We're definitely unequally yoked. When we were married, we weren't in Christ together.
Okay.
And then over the years, through my trials and struggles, I've come to grow closer to Christ and, you know, walking in Christ and things like that. So I definitely have a stronger faith. However, he has a different relationship with God, so he says. But, you know, I still see the same habits with him. And I'm terrified when I think about, you know, trying to move forward and having a, you know, living under the same roof with him, because I don't want to get back into that same cycle that I know of with him, living with him.
Okay.
And I don't know if I should let it go or if I should just you know, go to counseling and try to work it out, because this would be our second time going to counseling. And I don't know, you know, what I should do. And I think about it because I have two little girls.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to be there. I want them to see, you know, their mom and their dad loving each other, at least liking each other. I want them to have that structure because I never had it. And I just don't know if I should move forward because I'm unhappy where I'm at with my job, you know, with my where I live, my family, my church family, my family.
Got
I'm
you.
So happy and content, and I never thought, you know, sitting here, I would make it here to this
okay.
day, and I don't want to jeopardize that by
okay.
taking
well,
another
Candace.
Chance on this man and living with him and ending up in the same predicament. It's like I have too much on the line for that.
We hear
and
you.
My kids need me, you know?
When they say, Candace. Candace, let me interject because we hear your pain and we just want to be able to offer you some encouragement. And I think the best way to do that is to show you what the Bible says about this. And, you know, I think sometimes we feel like we're alone. I think someone called us earlier and, we're part of the encouragement that they gave to us was saying that it is encouraging to know, even as challenging as it is that you're not by yourself. And God knows that, right? God knows that. Candace, your situation is not unique, but it's unique to you, and God knows that. And so there's a scripture, I believe, for couples or even women specifically in your situation. And in a scripture I read earlier, but it's a little bit further along in the verse, it says in 1 Corinthians 7, and in verse 8, it says, to the unmarried widows I say, it is good for them to stay unmarried as I do. But if they cannot control themselves, they should marry, for it's better to marry than to burn with passion. So, okay, so I guess in some ways it's better to get married. But it says, but to the married I give this command, not I, but the Lord. This is God saying this. A wife must not separate from her husband, but if she does, she must remain unmarried or else be reconciled to her husband. So what is it saying is that sometimes the situation is so challenging that even though you might not have grounds for divorce, it's better to separate and be alone and leave your husband. However, it's not ever a reason to find someone else. So here are your options. If you really feel that this marriage cannot work, you cannot reconcile, and you're better off by yourself for you and for your daughters, then go ahead and stay alone. But just remember that it's for you to stay alone and not for you to go with someone else. If you feel the need to be with someone, then the Bible says you must reconcile with your husband. So you can't have an option in this case to move on and just look for someone else because your husband didn't fulfill your needs. It's him or no one. And so what you're telling us, it sounds like you're at a place where you feel like you're better off alone. And that's fine. That's what the Bible is referring to. Just keep that in mind that you are not to look for anyone else or another relationship. It's between, you know, it's either you and your husband reconcile or you stay by yourself. What do you think of that?
I'm fully aware of that.
Okay.
And, sometimes I feel better off alone. But, of course, because I'm human, I do get lonely. And that's, you know, where I'll try to, you know, work things out with him. But it seems like, well, our relationship is up and down. It's like we're doing good one time, and mm-hmm. the next moment, you know, it's a disaster, and it hurts. It every time that happens, it takes a piece, a part
of
me away. So it's like, well, instead of being hurt and subjecting myself to this pain, I'm happier alone. I feel I'm more at peace.
And that's
I've prayed for peace,
and if you got that peace, then that's the answer to your prayer right there. Because unless your husband decides that he's going to be radically different and you can reconcile, it sounds like you're in so much pain trying to work this out that you're not at peace anymore. And you should. If you really are at peace and God has blessed your life, of course there will be times of loneliness. Who doesn't struggle with loneliness? Even married couples struggle with loneliness. But that's where God has to be enough. Or you go back and you reconcile to your husband. Candace, we thank you so much. We hope and pray that this does encourage you.
All right. And we want you to stay right there. We're going to continue our conversation about marriage encouragement. If you'd like to offer some encouragement or if you need encouragement yourself, we welcome your phone call at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're in the final segment of today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. We're talking about marriage encouragement. If you need some or if you'd like to offer some, we welcome your phone call at 855-454-5905. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your co-host. And again, this is Marcos Mercado, your host with the most. Hey, Marcos.
Well, I'm pretty good. And, you know, right before the break, we had a conversation. And, you know, sometimes these conversations are heavy. We want to offer so many solutions. We have, you know, just a limited amount of time on the air. But one thing we know, you know, God sees every situation. We might not feel that. We might not realize that. And, you know, he has the solutions in this word of God. And sometimes we think, you know, we expect like a miraculous, you know, response, like, all right, this is what you do. And in some cases, some things are so clear. We're like, all right, do X, Y, and Z. That would work. Mm-hmm. In other cases, it's like, you know, you got to dig deep and ask, okay, what is God saying to you? Mm-hmm. And so like our previous caller, Candace, who had called, we shared the scripture from 1 Corinthians 7. And we were basically saying, listen, you have a choice. I know it's hard. Marriage is tough. You've been separated for 3.5 years. However, you got to realize one thing. You're not to stay like that and not have peace, meaning that you either make that decision to stay alone and be resolved with that or get reconciled and do whatever it takes. And what I tell people is, you know, I ask them all the time if people are saying they've done everything, like, have you really? I mean, what else can you do? And some things require some radical solutions, like going away and getting into a real crisis counseling session, you know, really getting help or, you know, whatever it is. But what you're doing is not working. So, again, we want to offer solutions. I know sometimes we even get some people saying, oh, OK, that's not good enough. We need to hear more. I mean, look, we have limited time. If you have some better solutions, go ahead and give us a call. We would love to hear them. But here's the thing. The Word of God has all the answers. It really does. We just got to dig deep. The Bible says, seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open. So are you really doing it with all your heart, searching for an answer and not saying, I'm just going to leave things as they are? You know, get fed up. Get angry. Look, it can't be like this. The devil's not going to take this from me. And fight for your relationship, fight for your marriage. All right, let's continue on with our phone calls. I believe we have now an anonymous caller.
Yes, on line 5. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We're talking about marriage encouragement, and I believe you mentioned to our producer that you need some encouragement.
As well as now, after listening to the other two ladies, is being an encourager as well.
Okay.
Because I'm between the two of them. I also have been separated now over 3 years, and like Tanika and Candace, I've been married for really a very long time to me.
Okay.
I've been with my husband for over 33 years.
Wow.
And we've been married for 21 years. But just like Candace said, it's been a rocky marriage, and I have, between the both of us, 4 children, which she has 2, and I feel her pain. I almost cried when she was, I just want her to be encouraged that, with God, you can do all things. He is able. We're not, but he is. And I'm a witness because I know that I hung in there with my marriage through the ups and the downs and through the heartaches and the pain, and I've done it. And I didn't have a husband that was abusive by any means physically, but a lot of times he didn't realize it was mental, and it was really heart-wrenching. But because of my walk and my faith with God, I did it. My children are now grown. They're all doing their own thing.
Okay.
And I'm grateful that I hung in there to Candace. because when there is no other way, God is the way. And I know that he, again, I don't reiterate, but he's able.
Absolutely.
But I'm on the other note for my end now that, again, I separated the way that I thought was the proper way. We sat down, we consulted, we talked mm-hmm. to one another, and we agreed on the separation. And the separation has been, like Candace said, it's been great for me. Mm-hmm. As long as I've been away, I've been being built back up because it had gotten to the point that I was falling. So I know how Candace felt that when she was in the marriage, and you're trying to do everything biblically and by the word, and I, unlike her, has a husband that knows the word, but again, his walk is different. Like she said, her husband's walk is different.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to interject there. So sure. You're offering this encouragement. Now, what can we do for you? I mean, what kind of encouragement you need? You haven't been separated 3 years yourself. We know this is difficult. What do you need?
Now, the encouragement, actually, I spoke to you before, and you were great, and I never been able to personally thank you, but I went to you allowed me to go to the thing with Tamela Mann and all. We went. Both of us came.
Great.
I was there. I enjoyed it. It helped us. But it's, again, my encouragement is actually a little, how can I say, it's a little combative with you, sadly to say, because I done got to the point, unfortunately, that it done got comfortable, but I don't know no other way because I, like you tell me, am I to go back into a situation that's going to tear me back down, that's going to start making me, because he doesn't know what he wants. He had serious different traumatic things that then happened to him, and it was starting to weigh on me. I couldn't work. I was getting sick. I was gaining weight. I was just going through so much because I love him so much that I wanted to be the encouraging wife and support him. But then the kids were like, Mom, what's going on with you? And then
I understand. So let me get this straight.
And that's why you said what encouragement I need. My encouragement is, how do I go beyond something like divorce when you don't even believe in it? It's again, the word of God is also not about wrath and confusion. He doesn't want me to be caught up in a marriage just because. And then you say to be alone, and then I never wanted to be alone.
Okay.
I'm not the type that wanted to be separated from my husband.
Let me answer this, because you're putting a lot of emphasis on me.
Yes.
Number one, I didn't make these things up. This is what God says. All right. Now
I know his word.
And that particular part there, just even Paul makes it clear. He's like, not I, but the Lord. I mean, he's saying this. Like, you must not separate. He's saying, don't do it. However, if you do, meaning that if you feel like, all right, I have to do this. Now, in this case, based on what you're sharing, it's affected your life. It's affected, you know, physically, emotionally. I mean, your children. Mm-hmm. And so you separate it and you're saying things are better. I mean, you look at it. Things are better. And so you're saying, am I saying get back together? No. And I don't think God is saying that either. He's just saying it's either or. It's not what it is. And I'm making this clear. I made it clear to Candace. This is never an option to say, well, marriage didn't work. I want someone else, so let me divorce my husband and find myself another man. That's not what God is saying. So here are your options. Is the loneliness so intense that it's better to be back with your husband and reconcile? Or was that so hard that it's better to be lonely? I mean, that's really what God is saying. It's like choose what you're going to do, but you can't have the best of both worlds. And I think that's where couples get in trouble. And I think a lot of times we think marriage should equal happiness, and it doesn't.
Nah, I've been there for 33 years, so I know it's not always happiness. But I thought the spouses, we're supposed to be where he's weak, I'm strong, and vice versa. We build one another up. We get to the point where he's just so weak, or he done got to the, like, again, I can't go into, like you said, holding you on the phone forever, but go into all the different things that he's been through. But it's always when he's going through that, he's like at a standpoint where I got to do what I got to do. And if you don't want to be there for me, then you don't want to work. His mental capacity is like he lost his mom and he's never gotten himself back together since then. He almost died. It's like so many things when he's going through those things and I've seen him through it, it's still like, well, you're a couple, we're married, we're supposed to do things together. And if you are still in your one stand, his tunnel vision, he's doing his thing just his way, don't care about how I feel. All okay. I want him to do is go back to work and be vibrant
okay.
again, be a husband.
Let me give you some specific encouragement.
The other thing is I call because of the crisis thing.
I got
That's
you.
That's why I call.
All right, great. Well, we posted some of it. All right, well, a couple of things here. Number one. I mean, there's a lot there. There's no way I can help you just on the phone. I would love to have more conversation. I know you said you came out to our inspiration and music conference that we did, our Marriage Beyond the Vows.
We had a great time.
I'm glad. We're doing it again this year, so definitely be on the lookout for that. But let me tell you this. Practically, and then I want to talk to you some more separately, but practically, there are some things that you can bring to the table. If your husband and you guys are married, you're going to work this out. Then there are things, it sounds like to me, and again, this is quick, but it sounds like to me that he himself might be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
He might need some serious intervention and counseling, even for himself, before even doing it as a couple. And so that needs to be a requirement that you can say, look, honey, I love you, and if we're going to work this out, there's no way I want insanity again. So you need to get yourself together. But it's okay to say that. It's okay to say, listen, you need X, Y, and Z. I want to be there for you. I still love you, but it's more than I can bear. And so I can't be your only source of encouragement. I can't be your therapist. You need to go out there and get help. And so once he gets to that point, there's hope. You can work on it. But if he refuses, to me, what you're telling me, it would be like lunacy to go back into that relationship.
Amen.
Without
you feeling me completely now. Now, everything you said was right on target now. That's it. It's like I'm so drained by trying to get him right, and he done got to the point he's comfortable. He loves this separation. Like she said, you said last week to another woman that when she keep going to her husband and they mating, then that's like her being, she's like being a prostitute.
Well, that's not what I said.
That's how I felt.
Well, that's not what
I
said.
I keep going there to...
Hold on. Let me interject. That's not what I said. I said... That's prostitution when you do it just for money. She said the only reason why she was doing it is because he's supporting her.
Right.
That's
right.
What
that
I
was
said
my that. Well, at that time I was feeling the same way too.
All right. Well, hear this. Just stay on the line and put you through
sure
our producer
will.
Larry. I'm gonna give you more information so you can do that. We definitely want to invite you to come back. You know, we'll be announcing it really soon. Coming up in 2014, our Inspiration and Music Conference here in Philadelphia. But please stay on the line. Speak to our producer. He'll give you some more information, and please give him your info as well.
Thank y'all so much.
God
y'all
bless.
Are such a
thank
blessing
you.
For everyone that's married, and even those that are not.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Angela calling in from Philadelphia on line one. Angela, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
So, Angela, you're here. We're talking about marriage encouragement here on Marriage Beyond the Vows. What can we encourage you with?
Well, I'm in a relationship, distant relationship. I live in Philadelphia. He lives in North Carolina. And we met each other again after high school, after 44 years.
Oh, okay.
And yes. And he was my secret admirer. And
for 44 years.
And when I saw him about 3 years ago, my heart just dropped. I said, oh, my God, here we are again. And then I told him how I felt about him. And he said, but you never told me in high school. I said, well, I was bashful. So anyway, he lost his wife suddenly about 5 years ago. And I've been divorced about 2 years. So we start connecting, traveling from Philadelphia to North Carolina, North Carolina to Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we see each other maybe every 3 or 4 weeks. I either drive down or fly, or he either does the same.
Okay.
And when we first started talking, the first thing he said, he said, I want to let you know I'm not ready for marriage. I said, that's fine. That's fine, because we're new. We're just like meeting up again.
Sure.
And I understood that I'm a health professional. So I understood. I wasn't rushing. I'm not a gold digger. I look for love in a relationship. I love being married.
Okay.
And, so when we start traveling, we go on cruises, and we talked, and he has 2 children. I have 2 children. They're all grown, and it's just us, and both of us are 65.
Okay.
We are 65 going on 35.
All right. Well, let me interject. I have a question, Angela, real quick. When you're going away on these cruises, are you guys going together as a couple? Like, are you staying in the same room, shacking up?
Oh, yes. We're dating.
Okay, but are you involved sexually?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Now here's what the reason why I tell you this is: a lot of times we want God's blessings, but we're not willing to do it God's way. And I just want to encourage you with this. What you're doing is not right, and it's not going to get you what you really want, because the promise of marriage is something that God created. And if you're already living like a married couple or have the benefits but are not without the commitment, then there's no reason why he would want to marry you. He has the best of both worlds. I mean, why would he?
Yeah.
And so don't sell yourself cheap. I mean, really, you're 65. You're mature enough to know this, but I think it's important for our listeners to know that it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, temptation is real, and the temptation to compromise is even more real.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if you really what you want is a husband, then hopefully you want a godly husband.
Yes, you're right.
And right now he's not showing you that he's a godly husband, and he's not showing you that. I mean, right now you're just having a good time. It's like you're really having a fling.
Okay. Yeah. I see, I need that encouragement. I need to hear this from someone else. Although what we think, what he think and what I think, we know that it's ungodly. And both of us are very active in church, and we pray. And I know we are sinning, but I know I always get encouragement from God. We listen, but we are hard-headed.
All right. Well, stop the sin. All right?
Yes.
And
okay.
He might not be the one for you. If he loves you enough, he'll say, you know what? What we're doing is wrong. I'm going to respect that. And if we want to keep having a good time together, we need to do it the way God wants, which is making a commitment to be married and to spend the rest of our lives together.
Okay.
You understand? Because you're taking what God has designed for marriage and taking it for yourself and on your stance, on your, you know, how can I say, on your terms. And,
okay.
And then you want the blessing of God. It's like, no, you got to repent. You need to stop that. No
okay.
More sleeping around together and going on cruises and all that, unless it's your honeymoon.
Okay. I understand.
All right, Angela. You know what's
okay,
right. You know I'm not making this up.
Okay, I know you're not. You're telling the truth. You are. But I just didn't want to believe. I just need to hear from somebody else.
Okay, well.
And I know God is telling us to, but I still want to hear from somebody
amen.
Else.
Amen. Galatians
5:19. You're 65 years old. We know better.
You know better. And you know this. And you know what?
Yes.
I think it's. Well, I do appreciate that you're being open and honest. Because you could come up here and you could say, oh, no, we're doing it right. But you're you know. And Galatians 5:19 talks about that. It's like sexual immorality. God doesn't want to have anything to do with that. Keep
okay.
the marriage
you
bed pure.
Galatians
5:19-21 talks about that. It talks about the acts
okay.
of the sinful nature are obvious. These things are obvious. You know that. So
yes.
stop it.
Yes.
All right. Well, call us back. Hopefully there's good news and he decides, you know what, we want to do this God's way and there's a wedding to be happening in the future.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. If you're just tuning in, this is Praise Your Inspiration Station. We are Marriage Beyond the Vows, and the number is 855-454-5905. Let's go to Stephen calling in from Charlotte. Stephen, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Just wanted to give a word of encouragement and a few things.
Okay,
one,
sure.
As men are to stand up and to love our wives as Christ loves the church, which is unconditional. It's a press that we've been equipped with the resources. He gave us the word, which is the sword we're to use in this battle.
Mm-hmm.
When Adam and Eve came together, the adversary came up because he doesn't want marriage.
Absolutely.
And with us becoming one, in that process, we have to learn that we have two separate individualities that have ears behind themselves. We have to learn to walk together and use the tools. And the greatest tool that we have is our prayer and our fasting. Those things, God, all things work for good. With that, even when our natural eye doesn't see it that way, we have to press beyond all the turbulence that comes against us and know that it has a purpose in it. Now, with those things that come against, since we are becoming one, we have become one. As we learn to walk together in our natural, we have to crawl first. We learn how to walk on our own. Now, when you and your spouse put that right and left leg together at the first with the little sack races and whatnot, you oftentimes end up looking down. You can't focus on what's ahead because you haven't learned that process. You have
okay.
to work together. You have to pray. Be specific in that prayer. Ask for direction.
Okay, Stephen, real quick. I have shared something earlier. I tell you what encourages us, and I'm gonna let you know. What's happening in your marriage? I mean, what's working? Because I appreciate all this, but if it's not working for you or if you're not
sharing
something.
Oh, no, yeah, it's working for me.
So what is the most encouragement? Like, what can your wife or does your wife do that really encourages you?
She prays for me.
She has no problem
telling the truth, regardless of the nature of it. If my breath stinks, she doesn't have a problem saying, "Ooh, you need to."
She tells you
mouthwash and some toothpaste.
And she doesn't want you out there. That's awesome. And so it sounds like you got a woman who is spiritual, who's by your side. But I tell you that's even the most basic thing. There are so many couples that don't even pray together, and they're wondering why their relationship doesn't work. So that's awesome. Now I want to revisit something you mentioned earlier about Adam and Eve and how Satan attacked them. Right, the adversary doesn't want marriage, but you know what he wants even more than destroying a marriage?
He wants death.
Well, he wants death.
He wants the separation of us believing the truth and the word.
Yes, he wants to take away our relationship with God because he knows everything else will fall apart. And so what he tried to do with Adam and Eve, he's like, all right, I'll get in the way. I'll interfere with your relationship with God. And then the next thing would have been their relationship with one another, because as soon as they sinned, they were ashamed. They had to cover up. They hid. I mean, they hid from God, but also they covered.
But they never separated. Even with all they went through, they stayed together.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They did. And that's good news. So even as you struggle together, it's better to struggle together. That's one of the things I was saying earlier to some callers who felt like, all right, they need to separate. Unless it's so difficult that you can't do this, it's affecting your relationship with God more than anything else, then perhaps it's important to separate. Yeah, but even when you separate, come back together.
Now, there's a scripture, too, that says that you can separate. I think it was, I don't know where it's at, use your resources, but for about a year, and that year of purging, getting your mind renewed. Mm-hmm. We've got years behind us in reference to being in this world. But we have to renew our minds daily. We have to choose to fight this battle. Jesus equipped us with a sword because the battle is real.
Mm. Yeah, well, there's no scripture that says you can separate for a year. There doesn't give any time. It just says it should be by mutual consent, and like I said, from 1 Corinthians 7, and for a time, but then come back together so that you would not be tempted. All right, well, we thank you, Stephen. We appreciate the encouragement. I love the fact that you mentioning how you and your wife are honest with each other, especially how she tells you the truth, even if it's not what you want to hear, is what you need to hear.
Communication matters. You can't not communicate. But men, we need to stand up, period.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Stephen. We really do appreciate your call this morning. Have a blessed day.
All right. Take
you
care.
As well.
Let's go to Angela calling in from Philadelphia on line 4. Angela, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Oh, we hear you, Angela. Thank you so much for calling us this morning. What is the word of encouragement you want to offer this morning?
Well, I actually was calling for encouragement, but I just thank God for this program this morning. You don't know how much you really touched me and helped me just listening through your advice to other callers. Oh, my goodness. I thank God for this program this morning.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. So there you go. You encouraged us. Now you want a little bit of encouragement back. What can we do for you?
Sure. Well, just try to explain in 1 minute. I've been separated for 3 years. Me and my husband were together for 13. I actually left him. I'm still not sure to this day whether it was drugs or another woman that made him leave my home the way he did. He didn't come home at night. I got off at 12 o'clock midnight. He used to meet me outside, make sure I had a parking space, but he just stopped being there for me, and I left home because it was so stressful on me. I was about to have a breakdown, so I did what I needed to do for myself. We started going to counseling.
Okay.
He stopped showing up.
Wow.
And so we've been separated for 3 years now, and since then, he's been on social networks with another female.
Okay.
So he's in another relationship. Me, myself, I haven't indulged with any. I haven't been with anyone since we've been separated. But it's just the words that you were explaining to the young lady, the words of God from the Bible, is so good to know. I mean, a lot of the things I didn't know, like if me and my husband are separated, that I'm not supposed to see anyone else. If we ever divorce, I'm not supposed to ever have another male in my life. Is that true?
Well, it is. Except that in this case, you're saying your husband moved on and he's with someone else. So if he decides to divorce you, that's another story. But if you just do it for no reason and there's no grounds for divorce other than you just can't live with him. And so that's something that's extremely debatable, Angela. But I tell you this much. It sounds like you did the right thing. I don't know all the reasons. So you never were able to find out, is it because your husband was on drugs or with someone else? You just know he was not. He was just not there anymore. Like he changed all of a sudden.
Correct.
Have you ever asked him what happened?
We talk, and he tried to blame everything on me. He told me that I was suffocating. I wanted him home all the time, but which is not true. He just tried to blame everything on me. Like I said, he never told me.
But he stopped coming home, you said?
Yes. I mean, he would come home maybe 3 days out of a week. He would be home.
Yeah, so he stopped coming home. Yeah, I mean,
sure.
With no explanation? I mean, let me tell you, I have a great marriage, but there's no way my wife and I are not going to come home or come home at whatever time without communication.
Exactly, exactly. He would turn off his phone. I tried to call him, he turned off his phone, and this became so stressful for me. I mean, I felt unloved. I felt so many negative things. I know I had to walk away.
And then in addition to, so he never would say why he wouldn't come home.
He made excuses like, well, I was up with my friends all night. I was drinking too much, so I stayed over at this person's house.
What?
He played the game. He played the PlayStation all night long, and I knew you were going to start fussing, so I had to turn my phone off.
Wow. Well, that just sounds heavy there. But now he's moved on. He's with someone else.
Yep, and he still calls him. He still says he wants his wife. He wants his marriage, but I don't believe I'm in love with him anymore.
Wait, well, here's it, Angela. Hold on.
I don't know if I'm doing the right thing.
Put the brakes on. Don't move on. Hold on.
For better or for worse.
Angela, listen. Exactly. You called me. Mm-hmm. All right. You're not sure if he says he wants to work it out. I said this, and I'll say it to you because I said it to a previous caller. You got to do everything you can. If he wants to work it out, there's right. nothing wrong, and this is the best time for you to say, okay, you want to work it out? This is what it would mean. And you can lay down the law. You can say, you know, within reason, don't start adding hoops and hurdles to this whole mix that he can't reach, but saying, listen, honey, something's wrong. Number one, I want to know what really happened. Let's get honest. Number two, I know now that you're with someone else. I can tell by social media there's proof. And what are you going to do? Are you going to leave those relationships? And you go to counseling, you get help, but you got to make sure you do everything you can. It's different if he says he didn't want this and he's done. But if he's telling you he wants this, all right, well, let's talk. Put the cards on the table and be honest. And if he doesn't meet those expectations, then he's really not serious about the relationship. But if he does, then it would be wrong for you to turn your back on him. If your husband repents and he's willing to do whatever it takes and he follows, you know, through to everything he said he's going to do, then it's on you to make sure that you accept him and not turn your back on him.
Well, that makes sense, but you have to also consider how many times am I supposed to do this. I mean, and just saying it myself, I'm thinking about the scripture that says you have to forgive your brother 70 times.
There you go. I was going to quote that to you, so you know.
But does that mean I'm supposed to keep suffering every time he wants to come back and do the same thing again?
No. You don't. Here's the thing. Right before that verse, it says, if your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents,
right.
forgive him.
Right.
So what does that mean is there has to be change.
Right.
That scripture, you know, a lot of times people say, well, that means you do whatever. No. God is not a pushover. He's not a doormat. He doesn't expect us to be that. You know, even when Jesus died, I mean, we can look at that example. Look, Jesus did all that. He sacrificed his life. Yes, but he has expectations. And he says, follow me. Because what happens? If you don't, he'll say to you, I never knew you. So that relationship has a condition. You know, sometimes we throw terms out there very loosely. We say unconditional love. No, the love can be unconditional. You don't stop loving someone.
Right.
But you can take a stand and say, I'm not having this. I'm not going to be treated this way. I'm not going to be abused. No way. So this is what needs to happen. No one is saying that you allow this to happen. But if he's willing to repent, then yes, you should work through this. But if he's not willing, and again, let me make this very clear. I've said this before. It's not what he says, it's what he does.
Sure.
If he's different, like, does he take ownership for this? If he's blaming you, then he's not taking ownership.
Right.
He needs to come humble. Now, can you look at something that maybe perhaps he could have done differently? Absolutely. But he's the one that stopped coming home. He's the one that's having some other relationship. So don't you dare take the blame for that. He needs to take the blame for that.
Sure.
All righty.
Well, thank you so much for breaking the word, Dan. I mean, even the forgiving your brother, you just broke that down where I understand it better than I ever have before.
Amen.
Like I said, I praise God for this program. I'm going to start tuning in more.
Amen. Well, thank you, Angela. We really do appreciate it. You have a blessed day. And thank you for your encouraging words as well.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Believe it or not, we're at the end of another show.
We're at the end of the show, but that doesn't mean that the encouragement stops. So we want to continue to encourage you. Of course, we'll be back next week. We want to encourage you, stay tuned. You know, listen to our archive shows. Go to praisephilly.com, praisecharlotte.com, or hit us up on Facebook at Marriage Beyond the Vows. Also, we want to encourage you one more thing. Before you go, before we close out, make a decision that you will encourage your spouse. Figure out what encourages them and do it. Don't wait. Don't plan it for later. Don't put it off. Say, today's the day I'm going to encourage my wife, going to encourage my husband, because that's what God calls us to do.
All right. And with that said, we want to say thank you so much to you for listening, and to our producer, Ron, down in Charlotte, and our producer here in Philadelphia, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive week. We will catch you next time. Bye-bye.